T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Bridget Quinn, and here are today's top local stories. Vaccination rates continue to increase, but the pandemic is far from over. And now, the top pediatrician group in the U.S., the American Academy of Pediatrics, has just put out a recommendation urging everyone over the age of 2 to wear a mask regardless of your vaccination status when schools reopen this fall. The Academy says it's because so many children are not yet eligible to be vaccinated and because of the increasing threat of the Delta variant. City Health Commissioner Dr. Dave Chosky is also keeping an eye on Delta and says for now, folks should continue to wear masks when they are in a high-risk setting.
There are some settings where the mask mandate, particularly indoors, remains in effect. This includes public transit, it includes schools and other high-risk settings like our congregate settings and in healthcare facilities. And in those places, we do want people to continue wearing their masks regardless of their vaccination status.
Mayor de Blasio has said for now he has no plans to bring back the larger mask mandates. Danger on a D train around 9 o'clock last night when three strap hangers, 16, 17, and 20 years old, were targeted by a couple of people with a gun. The robbers got away with a cell phone and a couple of bags and jumped out of the train as it arrived at Columbus Circle. The three victims got out, called 911. Luckily, none of them was hurt. A 4-year-old boy is hospitalized in critical condition after being hit by a dirt bike in Queens yesterday evening.
So far, no arrests, and people in Flushing Meadows Corona Park where this happened last night say they're sadly not surprised that dirt bikes are an issue here. This woman spoke with CBS2.
It is really sad. I'm not surprised, though. It was bound to happen. I see it every day, and I'm just like hoping that no one gets hurt, but, you know, people are not being responsible.
The NYPD has been trying to crack down on these bikes, but not enough to prevent this little boy from being hit. It happened around 6 Sunday night in the parking lot by the boathouse near the Van Wyck Expressway. This man told reporters last night it was very busy here.
There was so much commotion going on that we didn't even realize somebody got hit until after the ambulance and everybody came.
The boy taken to Cohen Children's Medical Center with severe trauma. Samantha Liepman, 1010 Winds in Flushing Meadows Corona Park.
A new gun violence prevention bill is out and backed not just by New York's junior senator, but by Eric Adams and a mother who lost her daughter in a shooting. Here's 1010 Winds reporter Al Jones.
Every year for over a decade, Senator Gillibrand has backed legislation to ban interstate gun trafficking in honor of Nyssa Pryor, the 17-year-old Brooklyn honor student killed in a spray of gang-related gunfire in 2009. Every year, it fails. Gillibrand, Pryor's mother, and Borough President Eric Adams will again push the legislation today to ban the illegal transfer of guns across state lines. But they do so with renewed hope in a Democratic-controlled Congress. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.
A shooting outside the Lidl supermarket in Santa Mariches yesterday has left two men seriously hurt, three under arrest. Suffolk police say it started with an argument, but then the two wounded men shot at each other. One is now in critical condition. Two men with them fled. They were picked up later. A third is now also under arrest. All three of them are now charged with weapons possession. Governor Cuomo's questioning on Saturday by investigators from the state attorney general's office was not a short session. Our Juliet Papa is confirming today that the questions about sexual harassment allegations lasted 12 hours and they might not be finished. The investigation was begun several months ago after women, including former Cuomo aides, accused him of inappropriate behavior. The governor has apologized for, quote, making people feel uncomfortable, as he puts it, but flatly denies any wrongdoing. A year ago today, a disguised gunman arrived at the door of federal judge Esther Salas in North Brunswick, and when the door was opened, shot her son to death and wounded her husband. The U.S. district judge telling ABC's Good Morning America she has forgiven the gunman, who ultimately was found dead of a self-inflicted gunshot wound in upstate New York.
I think it's my faith, and I realize that in some part it's important to forgive. It helps you be open to the love that people want to give you. And I think it helps the person that's injured to also move forward.
New legislation named for Salas' son was introduced in Congress last week to protect members of the federal judiciary by keeping their personal information private. A first effort to pass such a bill was blocked 7 months ago on the Senate floor. It has started, and Mayor de Blasio is urging you to go out and eat.
Restaurant week is not just 1 week. It's 5 weeks now. It's extraordinary. The greatest restaurants in the world. An opportunity for you and me to go out there and experience them. Even if you don't got a lot of money, great, great deals for this restaurant week.
Well, Chef David Burke appeared alongside the mayor. He owns a number of restaurants across the city and New Jersey, worldwide, really. And he's the co-chair of NYC & Company Restaurant Culinary Committee. He was with us live on 1010 Wins.
I don't think Restaurant Week is going to be as impactful as it has been in the past years with the amount of business. But I think that it's going to be pretty strong. The deals are good. But yeah, staffing is an issue. But, you know, restaurateurs and people in the restaurant business, you know, we always figure it out.
And the restaurant week, even though it's more than a week, runs through August 22nd. Well, first it was the Brood X cicadas. The 17-year variety emerged in the Garden State. Now it's the so-called annual cicadas, which are crawling up from the ground and taking flight into the trees. Insect experts note they actually remain underground from 4 to 7 years, but different groups emerge in staggered years, which amounts to some every year and all that noise. The U.S. and its allies are pointing to China today as not only being behind, but profiting from cyber attacks. A story from Chuck Sievertson.
Officially and publicly accusing China of being behind the Microsoft Exchange server breach in March, the U.S., allies including the U.K. and European Union, and NATO. They're alleging, say senior administration officials, that the communist regime uses criminal contract hackers for cyber operations globally that include extortion, ransom demands to private companies, and theft for financial gain.
Well, no sanctions on Beijing, but a senior administration official says the U.S. has confronted senior Chinese officials and considers that today's multi-nation public shaming sends a clear message to China.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.